We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
It's WTIC, it's the Rants Line Hour. It's always fun being together. Thank you so much for being part of it all. And we will get the rants going in just a moment because it's that time of day. And I just want to remind everybody what we do. We play the rants. We mix in phone calls as they come in, as we can. And the rant line number is 860-751-4698. 751-4698. The cool thing about the rant line is it's ready and able whenever you are to allow you to make your statement, and then we get to play it on the air. So it's less linear than calling in live on the air. Both are great. It just depends on your availability, your confidence. And one of the things that's nice about the rant line is that it's bringing in people who are traditionally not so comfortable with the with the coming on live, or maybe they're busy during that time of day. There's all kinds of things that impact people's interest in calling the radio station. So it gives people a chance who otherwise wouldn't be part of the show. So give it a try. 751-4698. Here we go. You ready?
Todd, I think at least in Connecticut politics, Bob Stefanowski would not want Trump politicking for him. There'd be a surge in the Democratic vote that nobody's ever done in Connecticut before. So I think as far as Connecticut politics, nobody wants him even close to him. So, I mean, I know you think he's a big force, but he's not in Connecticut. What do you think about that?
I think you're totally right. No doubt that nobody would be inviting Trump into the state. I can't speak for Bob Stefanowski, but I'm just saying I don't think Republicans – I think I can speak for them in general in Connecticut that one of their burdens is the presence of Donald Trump. And it has been in the last couple of elections because Donald Trump provides a simple thing to point at for the Democrats and say about anything they're doing wrong. And Democrats have run the state for a long time, and the malfeasance is measured by the billions of unpayable dollars of debt, along with lots of other measures. And they can escape responsibility by just saying, look over there, that's the party of Trump. You can't vote for them. That's the burden. Absolutely.
Hey, Todd. Nice show. I agree with you most of the time, but with these prisoners, first of all, I don't know what these guys have done to get into Supermax, but I know one thing. You can't interview victims that were murdered or whatever, and see what their 1 hour a day of being in touch with nature is.
Well, that's why I'm trying to divide this in two parts. I'm not suggesting that people who commit bad crimes should not face bad punishment. What I'm saying is that that punishment should be conducted, carried out in a humane way, and one that is constructive for us. So if I'm buying, if I'm a customer and I'm walking into a store to buy good services of a Department of Corrections, what I'm looking for is a Department of Corrections that will actually make it likely that people, as they're being released from prison and let back out into society, will be ready to assume a constructive life instead of ready to commit another crime. And what this Department of Corrections is very good at is turning out people prepared, charged up, and the majority of whom will commit crimes again.
So you really have to keep in mind what some of these people did in order to get there. Do they really deserve to be out in the sunshine or mingling with people for 23 hours a day instead of one? I just think we all need to keep in mind some of the terrible things that get people into a supermax prison, and that's why they're there and they get what they deserve.
Separate conversation. They don't say they get what they deserve any more than you would say that the kids going to horrible government-controlled schools, well, union-controlled schools at the behest of the election-rigging scheme from the Democratic Party, don't say that those kids don't deserve a good school just because it's the government doing it. You wouldn't say that, would you? You wouldn't say that George Floyd deserved to die on that street, would you? So don't say, when you know nothing about what goes on inside prison, that the prisoners deserve what the government does to them. When given the power, government makes everything worse. And there's nothing where they have more power than in the Department of Corrections, which does not do corrections. So we're getting ripped off if we're paying for a Department of Corrections, but we get the Department of Recidivism.
Hey, Todd. This is Joe from South Windsor. I have a question for you. You know, you bring on Mark Leibowitz quite often.
Michael Leibowitz.
Yeah, I know he wrote a book, so did Hitler. But the reason I'm calling is maybe you could clarify what it is that Mr. Leibowitz has actually done, why he's been in prison for 20-something years, and why his sentence is still not completed. Sounds like it might have been something pretty serious. And I've talked to other people, and they don't know what he's in for. I do believe that somebody should be given a chance after they've paid their debt to society to do whatever it is they please to do. And he hasn't paid his debt to society, yet he's still in. So just, you know, for clarification purposes, could you just let us know what he did?
Yeah, he committed a horrible crime. But I choose not to focus because that's not what I'm interested in. Brent McCall shot a cop in what he describes as an act of, what do they call it? Suicide by cop. In other words, a desperate, depressed human being looking to end his life. Did something horrible, should be punished for it. I'm not disputing that. That's part one of the conversation over. What I care about is having the conversation about the Department of Corrections, which doesn't correct and spends $50,000 a year per prisoner. $50,000 a year to house humans like they are dogs, but without the comfy little thing to lay on. That's what I'm addressing. So it doesn't matter. I'm not making an argument about crime and sentencing. I'm making an argument about humanity and whether you believe that you're so trusting of government all of a sudden that anything they want to do with people for whom they can create any circumstance, wasting as much money as they like, you want to just give them carte blanche. That just seems crazy to me.
Hello, Todd. Today's rant is all about the differences in the Democrat and Republican.
Listen to this nut now. I mean, this is just, I don't have the patience to.
You can see it sure looks like Andrew Cuomo messed up badly. And you see Democrats jumping all over him that he needs
no,
to
not
go.
True.
There's
not
nobody
true. Democrats are not jumping all over him. There are certain Democrats. By the way, the media wouldn't cover the story at first, the Andrew Cuomo story. The Democrats who jumped up and down to bring it to our attention are ones who want to take power from Andrew Cuomo.
That he needs
this glorification of him is ridiculous.
To go, there's nobody defending him if all this is.
And by the way, Donald Trump never did anything as heinous as what Andrew Cuomo did. These governors, you wait and see. There's going to be investigations of lots of governors, and what we're going to find out is that everything I say about government and the people who work in it and run it that you think is over the top or an exaggeration or I'm harping too much, you're going to find out that it's understated on my part.
Kamala Harris slept her way to the top.
Oh, will you stop?
And come to find out,
come on,
she wants to be a poster.
Look, if people want to sleep their way to the top, that's their business. Men sleep their way to the bottom and to the top and every which way. And we don't categorize them. I'm going to become a feminist now. Kamala Harris, if she's that ruthless in her pursuit of power, that she's willing to have sex with people to get power, then she's a human being. Because what does Hollywood do? How do they get those roles in Hollywood? They sleep with the directors. Who's worse? The director who makes them sleep with them to get the sex, or the people who give the sex in order to get the job? Well, I think the person in power, using their power inappropriately, is the one we should focus on. That would be Governor Cuomo. That would be probably every other governor in the country, but at least a good chunk of them.
You are painting a very ugly picture of teachers.
No. No. Teachers' unions. But go ahead.
You are painting a very ugly picture of teachers. I'm a Hartford teacher, and I'm not sure if you are aware that Hartford can have up to 23 students in the classroom, and the space between the students is 3 feet, and in quotes, when possible. And when it's not possible, it's less than 3 feet, believe me. And every hour, we need to have the kids take their masks off for a mask break, which means everybody is sharing their germs every hour. In addition,
does anyone pay attention to what's been happening during COVID? What have you learned about the virus? That it's hard to catch, that it's not that common, that we can go to the grocery store packed in with thousands of people. We can go to a restaurant, take our masks off, have dinner. We can be busy. We can even walk in a park and not get deathly ill. It's amazing what we can do without worrying about COVID. As it turns out, we now have data. And I understand that there are certain teachers who are in positions that make them vulnerable. But so are people working in grocery stores. So are people cleaning hotel rooms, if anyone stays in a hotel room. You know, there's frontline workers, cops and ambulance people, EMTs, and orderlies and nurses. There's millions of the people in this country going to work every day to do their jobs who are in much more danger than a teacher would be with a bunch of kids. The data indicates the kids are not contagious. The kids don't spread the virus. The problem is that teachers, apparently, hanging around in the teacher's room having lunch, and that's how it gets communicated. But schools in general are not bad places to be.
In addition, breakfast is eaten in the classroom without masks. So lunch is eaten in the classroom without masks. So it is not a safe environment. The air is not good. It's the teachers being exposed to 23 other humans. I am so grateful for the grocery store workers. I told them they were heroes. I absolutely am grateful for them doing what they've done. But I also want you to remember that they're with people who are wearing masks. Teachers are trapped in a room with people not wearing masks every hour.
Yeah, so I've got nothing against teachers. I've got teachers in the family. I respect what they do. I spent 3 months as a long-term substitute in a public school, in a middle school, just so I could find out what it was like. And it's hard work. I know it's hard work. But there should not be unions rigging the system, ruining our electoral system so that it's not fair, and making a special circumstance for themselves just because they've got all this leverage. The people who run schools should be able to tell their employees what they need from them and get those things. It shouldn't be some third-party special interest group that decides our people aren't going to work. They're too special. They're too important. They're way more important than doctors and lawyers and courts and it, yes, grocery stores. I said grocery stores.
Hi, Todd. This is Bill in Bristol. I once called you, talked to you, and did talk to you about one thing, and then your assistant hung up on me because I wanted to talk.
Was this a while ago, my old producer, Mike, who left? He could be that way sometimes.
About Kevin, the guy that called up and insulates people who shouldn't be on the radio. That's okay. I don't mind. However, he was crying about Donald Trump being a liar. Let's talk about Fast and Furious or the old people on walkers who would not be allowed to vote in Philadelphia when the mitten was running. Thank you.
Wow. You don't let go easily, do you?
I have precisely the same medical degree in virology and immunology and infectious diseases that's Andrew Cuomo and Bill Gates have.
Well, that's great. We've got to get your opinion then. Yeah, spacey, 60s sounding music from Aerosmith. 860-522-9842. Before we take a phone call, let us return to the rant line for a moment if we can. Wait a sec. Where is the thing I wanted to play you? Where is... Oh, it's right here. Okay. I think that's... No, that's not it. I don't know. I'm lost. I had something here I wanted to play for you. Wait, well, the thing I wanted to play, it's no secret. King Ned's Comedy Club for today. We'll get to that in a minute. Let's go to Bill in Rocky Hill. Hello, William.
Hey, I have a question. I work in solar, and I have tons of young men out going to every city in the world, and they've had COVID, come back to me, talk to me. I don't have it. Why don't they test you for if you have the antibodies before you need the vaccine? I may not need it.
I don't know if any of the antibody tests are accurate enough.
Dude, I'm
to make it worth
it. If I haven't got it, nobody's going to get it.
You mean because you've been exposed so much? Did you have a period of time where you felt like maybe you'd had it?
No, and you know, you go to the bathroom, you know, and they say that you might have had it. But I've been exposed so many times. Like, if I haven't had it, nobody can get it.
Yeah, so I hear you. What they're recommending, what I hear in the news, for what you can believe, is that you're supposed to, even if you have had it, you're supposed to get vaccinated. And it might be that only one jab rather than two is all you need. But, you know,
speak to your medical professional. The media.
Well,
I'm going with the media.
Yeah, well, that's true. The media is confusing. All right, I think this is it. This one's great. Listen.
Join us at Gateway Comedy Club with a professional stand-up comedy show.
Our next comedian of the night will not raise taxes on the rich because he doesn't want his neighbors egging his house. Let's give it up for Ned Lamont.
Right, good afternoon, everybody. Hope you had a great weekend. I'm here with Josh and Paul, folks with intellectual disabilities. Keep it simple, stupid. And complement that with equity. Finally slice the salami. Catch up.
All right, we'll play that in its entirety a little later in the show, because that's a great one. Thank you. Thanks so much for being here on WTIC. We will get to Jim Watkins in a moment. But, yeah, and then after that, we will play the complete latest clip from King Ned's Comedy Club appearance. But first, Debbie from Bloomfield is apparently a school teacher. Hi, Debbie.
Hi. How are you? Can you hear me?
Thank you so much for calling. Go ahead.
I am upset that, but, you know, we're paying all this money. Okay, how come we can make you work in parochial schools? We have more students than we've ever had, okay? I'm a music teacher. I'm exposed to kids blowing instruments, all right? And I have underlying conditions, and I go to work every day, and they take their masks off when they play. I can only have 2 to 6 in a classroom, but I'm at risk every day, and I go in and I do my job, and I pray to God every day that this is going to be over with, and that people that should do their job stop bellyaching and go to work.
Well, it sounds like you feel vulnerable, though.
Vulnerable about getting sick?
Yeah. Do you feel vulnerable in the classroom?
No. No, I don't. I believe the science behind it that, you know, there's not many kids that are ill. There has been very few cases. We have maxed out classrooms now because people don't want to stay at home with their kids. They'd rather go to work like they're supposed to do and have their kids.
Yeah, and they want their kids not learning in front of a screen but with people, right?
Right, exactly. And I've gotten more accomplished this year than I ever did. I'm not allowed to have bands. I can only do lessons. But you know what? It's worth what I'm doing every day. I have a purpose in life to go to work. Why would I want to stay home every day and complain about this? Like, I don't even know if this is worse than the regular flu, to be honest with you.
Well, that's it. You know, I'm
58. I'm 58, okay? And I have a few underlying conditions. We have she makes them go out and around the school while another group's going down the hallway. You know, they have their mask breaks, but they do it, you know, with order. Everything's with order.
All right, Debbie, thank you. I've got to hold you right there, but I appreciate it. It's good to hear your perspective. 860-522-9842. Joining us now, Jim Watkins from, what's that? What's that website?
It's candidlyspeaking.net.
Candidlyspeaking.net. That's Jim Watkins' website. Jim does a daily coronavirus update, a podcast, a few minutes every day you can listen to know what's going on with COVID, and he also posts interesting stories and stuff on candidlyspeaking.net. Hello there, Jim. Nice to have you here. What's the latest in the wonderful world of COVID?
Well, that Debbie is a smart cookie. She brought up a really good point about kids and horn instruments. I think Biden's next smart step is to require all music class only to teach guitar playing. That could solve.
Well, wait a sec. Maybe by the time the breath exits the wind instrument, the virus has been dispersed or dispensed of.
It's possible, but why do all that blowing? You know, I mean, it's just unnecessary blowing.
Well, that's a good point. That's a good point. I always worried about those people trying to squeeze that air through those French horns. So the
there's not much money in it.
Well, that's
it's
true,
not
too.
A future.
We are at a remarkable moment. So there's a lot going on. You've got a new vaccine to tell us about. What do you think about this Johnson & Johnson vaccine?
Well, you know, we all grew up with the baby powder, so there's already the comfort level built in. They've got a great brand. I mean, I was putting that on my kids' bottoms, you know, 30 years ago. So I trust them. I trust them on my baby's bottom. I'm going to trust them with a vaccine. It's actually
But wait a sec. It's a one jabber, and it's only got a 66% efficacy rate. Is that what it is?
It's 72% if you want to get down to it. Which is a lot more detail that's coming out of the Pfizer and Moderna people. I'm still trying to figure out how long if I only want to do one dose. But I also have good news on that, too. But, yes, Johnson & Johnson says one dose. They've already proven 44,000 people have taken it. They had 3 people who died. I'm just full disclosure. You do the math. But of the people
how many?
That took the one vaccine, they were COVID-free. Yep. for at least 14 days, even if they were in contact with people
before
with the coronavirus.
And then they died after 14 days?
No. No. Well, we don't know if it's how much more it's extended, but for at least the first 14 days, you're covered. So it doesn't take as long to get going. And also, the other good news is that they're having more, how do they put it? Dr. Marty Markery says we can look forward to herd immunity by April. And he says he has a strong case for that. Marty Markery is the Johns Hopkins professor who's been more
Isn't it interesting?
About What's that?
Yeah, so he wrote an op-ed in the Wall Street Journal last weekend and stated Correct. The obvious that none of all these expert governors and all of their expert epidemiologists and other staff members have mentioned, and that is that we're getting, if you just look at the raw numbers, in a couple of months we will have probably vaccinated 100 million people, and there's over 100 million people who have been exposed to the vaccine now and have their own antibodies. So we're fast approaching, right?
We're fast approaching. And always remember, too, only the people who have actually gone to get the test show up. But if there's any truth to the rate of infection that we've talked about, it's a pretty clear bet that this coronavirus has made its way, permeated throughout society. But
which would explain why we're getting the big drop over the last few weeks.
That is correct. And the good news also for people who are waiting for the Pfizer, Moderna jabs, they're working out better, and they're actually suggesting that maybe they don't need the two-dose regimen. And if that's the case, that means that doubles their available supply, which is good news.
Well, how could that be, though? Isn't it? My wife, Rosalie, who you know, she got she just got her second Pfizer today. And
okay.
So the first one, I believe the number I heard on the first one was a 65% protection, which is in the same ballpark as the Johnson & Johnson. So maybe you have a point right there. But
no.
But does that work? Is that having a two-thirds protection, only a one-third chance of getting COVID, sounds like a lot of a chance of getting COVID. What do you know about this, Jim?
But see, again, let's start with the initial premise. So, for example, 99.6 of the cases of percent of the cases worldwide, 99.6 mm-hmm. are people who will only ever experience mild conditions. Now, at this time around the world, there are 92,000 people out of 22 million cases that are considered serious. So it's still a very small percentage. The vaccine, consider it extra protection, kind of like the second layer of masking. It just gives you...
Oh, okay. And it provides protection against severe cases.
I don't know if that's confirmed because the persons, like your previous caller, Debbie, said, it's always also about what you, your body, what shape it's in, how much of a good immunity system you have in the first place, underlying conditions and all that. But I do got to get this number in because it's so good to finally be able to say this.
Okay.
But the five most impacted states in order are California, Texas, Florida, Pennsylvania, New York, all five of those states, the number of deaths and the number of new cases are down anywhere from 13 to 50% across the board. Even in your state, 88 new cases or deaths in the last 24-hour period, that's well under the average that probably for the most of the time that you've had the problem in Connecticut. So it's just good news everywhere, and I wish the media would report the good news because it's there.
They're under the thumb of the Faucis and whatever who don't want to.
Puppet masters.
They don't want to. What's that?
The puppet masters, as Elon Musk says.
Yeah. Yeah, they don't want to let go of their power and risk, I guess, that they let go a little too early and people start getting sick. We just lost Jim Watkins. Or maybe I interrupted him too much. While he dials back in, let's listen to the latest from King Ned's Comedy Club. We'll get the whole thing in right now. Here is King Ned's Comedy Club.
Join us at Gateway Comedy Club with a professional stand-up comedy show.
Our next comedian of the night will not raise taxes on the rich because he doesn't want his neighbors egging his house. Let's give it up for Ned Lamont.
All right, good afternoon, everybody. Hope you had a great weekend. I'm here with Josh and Paul, folks with intellectual disabilities. Keep it simple, stupid. And complement that with equity. Finally slice the salami. Catch up. We have donuts, we have coffee, we have food.
Hearst, Connecticut Media.
You followed Governor Cuomo pretty closely. Given the nursing home debt undercount in New York, have you lost confidence in the governor?
You want me to take that one?
Sure.
Governor, I don't understand your question correctly.
All right, thank you, everybody. I'm getting the signal from Max.
All right, one other. We've got to hear one other rant before, because we've got a, oh, this is good.
Yo, 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 Todd, this is the candy wrapper. Make no mistake, the teachers are fake. There's no chance of an outbreak. Candy's not a fool. I can solve all the school problems, and it will be cool. Everyone is going to holla because candy's going to save mega tax dollars. They want everything online. That is fine. Have no fear. We will set up agendas year by year by year. Then we can celebrate the way we educate. The kids will be glad to see what candy put on the iPad. Instead of human swamp creature unionized teachers, candy's teachers will be celebrated because they will be animated. Now the teachers have two choices. They can retire or they can be fired. Shout out to my friend ER. Tonight throw you dots like a superstar. Candy, I have a good day. Dot, bye-bye.
That is the candy wrapper. All right, we found Jim Watkins, picked him up off the floor, gave him a little resuscitation there, got his heart pumping again, and he's ready to go. What are you doing collapsing in the middle like that?
I don't know, man. A cliffhanger there. Sorry, I guess I didn't pay my Sprint bill.
Thanks for your new microphone. You sound wonderful.
Yeah, it is pretty good. I do want to let people know that the website is revamped. I'm about to go into update the latest information. And throughout all of this, the lesson that I think we've all learned is that we shouldn't I hate to say this because it's just so cynical, but our leaders really didn't do a very good job throughout the whole.
No.
That Lamont cut is hilarious. But
isn't it? Which one?
I think the one where it's the comedy routine. It's pretty funny.
No, but which part? Everything he says is a comedy routine. That's the beauty of it.
Well, I can't
These guys are, you know, Cuomo is engaged in criminal behavior by any reasonable standard.
I'll say. Yeah, he is not looking too good. You know, how the mighty have fallen, right? There's the Emmy Award. It's going to be using it as a doorstop soon enough.
Whoever had that idea must be so proud. And I suspect there's a lot of governors around the country who've done a similar thing, because how can they resist the temptation? It's their numbers. They get to control those numbers. That's a big part of being a governor or a mayor. That's what you do. You cheat the numbers.
The lesson to learn is that the next time we have an epidemic, you know, we're going to have to take with a serious grain of salt. I think we need to put in some brakes so that governors like Whitmer and Lamont and Cuomo can't just turn into dictators overnight. I think that's the big lesson that I've learned. How about you?
I'm still trying to learn your website. What's the name again?
CandidlySpeaking.net.
Speaking. CandidlySpeaking. It sounds like you're going to give advice, relationship advice.
Yeah, I'm candid, just like you. You actually are the therapist in the group. Anyway, it's a good website, and I did it because I wanted people to have one simple place where they could go get factual information without all the spin.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
well, thank you for doing that, and thank you for coming and being with us each week.
Thank you.
All right, that's Jim Watkins, CandidlySpeaking.net. Check out his website and his podcast on COVID, and keep yourself well informed as to...
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.